But to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I want to speak to you today, this afternoon, about the most central can record for. Speak to you about the most central, the most powerful, the most transformative symbol in our faith, and that is the cross of Jesus Christ. To some, the cross may seem like a relic of ancient history. To others, it may look like a symbol of defeat, of pain, or even foolishness. But to those of us who have come to salvation in Jesus, we have encountered the living Christ. The cross is not a symbol of defeat, but it is the very power of God. And I believe God is calling us today to go deeper into the mystery and the power of the cross. Because the cross is not just something that we remember, but it is something that we live by. I live by the cross. It's the heartbeat of our faith. It's the foundation of our hope. And it's the banner under which we march forward in victory through Jesus Christ. You see, the cross is where heaven met earth. The cross is the intersection where heaven came down to meet a broken and sinful world. It's where God's justice and mercy collided in a way that changed human history forever. Think about this. The creator of the universe, holy, perfect, and blameless, became a man. He stepped into our world with all its brokenness, with all of its sin, with all of its suffering. And why did he come? He came to bear our burdens, to take our shame, to carry our sin to the cross. Isaiah in the Bible says, 53 verse 5, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was in him, and by his wounds we are healed. That is powerful. Why would we not want that? See, at the cross, Jesus didn't just die for us, but he died as us. He took our place. Every sin we've ever committed, every failure, every regret we have was nailed to that cross. The weight of the world's sin was placed upon his shoulders, and in exchange we received his righteousness. This is the great exchange, the greatest exchange in human history. This is the gospel of Jesus. You see, the cross is not a place of shame. It is not a place of defeat. It is a place of redemption. What was meant to be the ultimate act of humiliation became the ultimate act of triumph. The cross is where Jesus conquered sin, where he conquered death and the grave. The cross is where Jesus conquered your sin, where he conquered your death, and where he conquered your grave. Colossians 2:15 tells us that on the cross, Jesus disarmed the powers and authorities, making a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. We are on the winning side. We have the victory in Christ. At Calvary, what the enemy thought would destroy the Son of God actually became the very weapon that defeated Satan and his kingdom. Hallelujah, Mary. And here's the good news this afternoon. If Jesus can redeem a symbol of torture and death into a symbol of life and hope, then he can redeem your life too.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You are on a collision course of redemption. No matter what you've been through, no matter how far you've fallen, there's nothing that the power of the cross cannot redeem. If God can turn a wooden cross into a symbol of glory, then He can turn your brokenness into something amazingly beautiful. He can take your pain and He can turn it into purpose. He can take your defeats and He can turn it into victory. You see, that's the power of the cross. The cross calls us to surrender. But there's something else about the cross that we often forget. The cross is also called a call to surrender. Here's the bit I want you to get this afternoon. You look at that. The cross. When you look at that, there's a call coming from there for you to surrender. And this is the hardest part in our minds. But when we surrender, it's actually the most wonderful, beautiful, and easiest thing. I didn't read that in a book. That's in my book. That's been written in my story. Jesus says in Luke 9:23, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. Nobody wants to do that, do they? Taking up your cross daily means laying down your life, your plans, your pride, your comfort. It means dying to yourself so that Christ can live in you. It's about surrendering your will for His will. This isn't easy. But I want to tell you today that the cross that we carry is light compared to the one that Jesus carried on His shoulders. The weight of our daily surrender is nothing compared to the weight of the sins that Jesus bore upon His shoulders for us. And let me tell you a secret of the kingdom of God, that the more you surrender to the cross, the more alive you become. Woo-hee!
Amen.
I love Jesus.
I love Him as well.
And I love my life.
Oh,
no, it's okay.
Sorry for my,
you don't?
Because I do have like anger issues sometimes.
Yes, it's
but
okay.
I don't actually, I'm just laughing about
you just,
it at the same time.
Just don't be robbed. You're feeling something in your heart.
Because I'm going through madness, and everyone knows that. It's quite crazy times.
Okay.
Like, you know,
okay.
I don't want to say too much.
Okay. You're safe here, my buddy.
Yeah. Well, I'm safe with my man right here.
Yeah.
He says,
and you're safe. Listen to what's happening. Not in your mind.
Yes.
But
I've
listen.
Been to Bristol.
Jesus will take you as you are, mate. Okay?
Because I can't talk to people. I feel difficult. I don't like talking to people, but I find it hard talking about what I'm going through to people, mate.
Okay. It's okay. You're in a safe place, all right? You're very, very safe. But listen, listen with your heart. Listen with your heart.
I do want to have. Something that I can have here, because how I was born and who I was born as.
Okay, my buddy. You're loved.
It's hard for me to, you know, I've realised all this stuff.
It's okay.
I'm not older.
You're loved, and you matter. You matter.
Thank you.
Okay.
Because I feel like, you know, absolute piece of garbage the way people treat me. Nothing's in religion, race, skin colour, you know, where you're from.
You matter. Listen, just listen to the rest of what I'm going to say. Listen to the rest of what I'm going to say with your heart, not with your mind. Yeah.
Not my dad was saying some bad things, and just being
Listen with your heart, not your mind. With your heart, can you do that? The cross is not the end, but it is the door to resurrection. It's not the end of the story. For 3 days the enemy thought he had won, but on that glorious morning the stone was rolled away and Jesus stepped out of the grave victorious. The cross leads to resurrection. You cannot experience the power of the resurrection without going through the cross. You may be facing a cross in your own life today, a season of suffering, of trials, or pain. But I want to remind you that the cross is never the end. If you stay faithful to God, if you continue to trust Him, even through your darkest moments, resurrection is coming. New life is on the other side of the cross. Hope is on the other side of your suffering. Because Jesus rose from the dead, we have the promise of eternal life. We have the assurance that death is not the final chapter, that the cross may seem like a place of death, but for us it's the gateway to eternal life. The cross is our victory. I want you to remember this afternoon, that the cross is our victory. It is where God's love for you was displayed in the most radical and unimaginable way. It is where the power of sin was broken, and it is where eternal life was secured. So when you look at the cross, don't see it as a symbol of defeat. See it as a symbol of victory, of redemption, of resurrection. Because of this cross, you are forgiven. Because of this cross, you are loved. Because of the cross, you are victorious. Let the message of the cross be more than just something that we hear about on a Sunday. Let it be the very foundation of your lives, of our lives, the source of our strength and the reason for our hope. That the cross is not just an event or a symbol, but it's a lifestyle. And as we carry our crosses, we do so knowing that the one who carried his cross for us walks with us every step of the way, because Jesus said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. I'm with you to the end. So let's leave today with the confidence that the cross has already secured our victory. Let us live lives worthy of the sacrifice that was made for us. And let us proclaim with boldness that the message of the cross is not foolishness, but it is the very power of God within us. I want us to have a moment where we can just reflect. And seriously, I don't want anybody messing around now. You all know if something's been happening in your heart this afternoon as I've been speaking to you. And I encourage you, don't walk away. Jesus takes you as you are. You don't have to do the changing. Jesus does the changing. You just have to present yourself as you are. So I'm going to ask you very clearly this afternoon, that you have a decision to make this afternoon. You can receive or you can deny. And I pray that you would receive, that you would walk from here today knowing that Jesus walks with you, that he loves you, he cares for you, that he will strengthen you, that he'll show you the way to walk, that he'll be the light that guides your path, that he'll be the light that chases the darkness. Yeah. I so want for you what I've received. That's why I'm here. I want for you what I have because I know how beautiful and wonderful it is. Now you can walk away here today and deny Christ. That's your prerogative. You've got to deal with that. You'll have to deal with that. You can walk away here today forgiven, strengthened with the hope and the light of Christ in your heart. Can we please put our heads down and pray? Many of you, as I've been talking, I've been scanning, watching. Been scanning and watching. And I know that something's been happening in your hearts, and maybe you don't even understand what it is. Like a pounding or fluttering or a warmth or a stirring. And you don't know what that is. But I know what it is. Because I've experienced it and many others have experienced. That is Jesus knocking on the door of your heart. He says, come as you are. Just come to me as you are. Bring me your mess. Bring me your bags of rubbish. And just come put them at the cross. Just say, Jesus, I need you. And I want to surrender my life to you. I want to give my life to you. I want you to redeem me, to turn the page of my life and write a new chapter for my story. I want to ask you to do that. Simple. Please, everybody looking at the floor with your eyes closed. Here's the deal. I'm not going to sit here and beg you. Because this isn't about me. This is about you. I'm just a messenger. I'm going to say that if you've been stirred this afternoon and you want to come and say, Jesus, take me as I am. I come and I surrender my heart to you. I give my life to you. I say, Jesus, come into my life. Come into my situation, my brokenness, my addictions, my darknesses. I surrender to you. We call it inviting Jesus into your heart. And I'm going to give you that opportunity now. If you want to invite Jesus into your heart right now this afternoon, everybody looking down, please. I simply want you to put your hand up and put it down straight away. I will see it. Anybody? One. Two, three. Anyone else? Three already. Come. Three. Don't walk away, yeah? Don't walk away. Four. Don't walk away. Don't walk away. Anyone else? Don't let your mind win. Last time. Anyone else? Right, those that know Jesus, I think you're escaping. I believe that in these last days that Jesus is calling us to be carriers of the light and of the cross. Not a watered down gospel of Jesus Christ, but the gospel, the preaching of the cross, the preaching of the blood of Jesus Christ. Eternal life, soon coming return of Jesus Christ. And the trumpet will sound, and Jesus will appear, and he will take those that know him. Only those that know him. So this is a call for those who have been walking with Jesus, maybe for a short while or even a long while, to say, Jesus, I need to like realign myself here. I need to get serious and stop messing around. And if that means giving your life to Jesus again on a fresh surrender and a fresh commitment, then so be it. There's nothing wrong with that. So here's your chance. You know Christ, but you know you could be doing better, that you need to let go of the control that you have on it and allow Jesus the control, to surrender your will and allow the will of Jesus in your life. And I want you to put up your hand very quickly and put it down. Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. There's a few of you. Right. This is going to get very technical now, Peter. Because I know that you're still a bit sore. We need to do some praying. Lynn, would you mind? Pat, Janet, Mary, would you be okay with praying for people? Yeah. Anne? I want ministry time. Gary? Suzanne, you want to pray? Feel welcome. You want to join in, even if you just want to lay hands. Can I ask all the prayer people to come forward that I've just mentioned by name? Esther, you like to as well? Okay, just spread along here. I'm going to give support over there with Mary. If you could come and give me some support as well over here. Yeah, I'll tell you now. It's okay. Yeah. Okay. And I want you just to feel that you can come up here and be prayed for. Okay. Doesn't matter where you're at. But Jesus is here to meet every need that we have, every heartbreak, every pain, every hurt. Just feel free to come up and just ask him. Nothing's going to happen to you. You're in a safe place. Mary, my sister, Pat, can I have you as well, please? Thank you. And yes, my brother, do you mind if we pray for you?